In the last six sessions, we have devoted to the topic of the work ethic from a Torah perspective. And we've examined many, many Mamre Chazal. In the last year, we presented the Shita Sarambam, primarily the one that emerges from Hilchas Talmud Torah, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, and Halacha Yud Aleph. And I indicated I would like to present an overall perspective of the Rambam, but I can't really do so until I read at least the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos. And that Rambam is found in the Xeroxes that were sent to you, pages number 17, 18, 19, and 20. And then this evening, we added a few more Maor Mekomos from 21, which is primarily revolving around the Shulchan Aruch, all the way till number 28. So hopefully in the course of the next while, we will, emirz Hashem, succeed in presenting the Rambam Shita from an overall perspective. But let's just examine now his language in Pirkei Avos, which is, in some respects, the Rambam is considerably lengthier over here than he was in Hilchas Talmud Torah, even though in Hilchas Talmud Torah he clearly expressed a very clear position that someone who expects to study Torah, engage in the study of Torah, and not engage in any kind of work, and totally and completely have his parnasa from the public coffers, from tzedakah, the Rambam used very strong language to describe that individual. It constitutes a chilul Hashem, a bizayon haTorah, and the person, in effect, is taking himself out of Olam Haba. And the Rambam cites a number of Mamori Chazal about not being nene midivrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. And then we noted the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, then he speaks about the milas of working. So more or less, that's in Presi, the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah. Here, on number 17, in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the Rambam comments on the Mishnah of Rav Tzadok Omer, lo tasi matorah lizgadu bohem, lo kardom, lecho mehem, kacha yahila omer udishtamesh v'soga cholof. Someone who uses the Keser HaTorah for his own personal benefit, God forbid, Rachman Litzan, that is not something which will give a person any sense of eternity. Says the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos. Da, kizek kvar omar. The Rambam refers to the Tana of the Mishnah. Al tase haTorah kardom v'achbar bo klomar al tachshevei kli leparnasa. The Torah should not be a instrument for parnasa. Ubeir v'omar shekol mi sheyene b'zeh ha'olam b'chvod haTorah shehu koris nafsho mechai olam haba. Here the Rambam uses even a stronger language than he used in the Hilchas Talmud Torah. There he speaks of Notol Chayim and Olam, and here the Rambam speaks of, God forbid, Krisa Sanefesh Mechayim Abba. In general, it should be Yadu Alachem, the Ramban and Acharemos, and many Rishonim discuss what exactly Koris is. There are really three different positions that are found in Rishonim. Some Rishonim contend that Koris, God forbid, refers to a person dying childless, not being Zochet to having children. A second position on Koris is that he will die prematurely. He will not have the longevity that he should have been zochet to. And the third is the Shita Sarambam, which is Koris refers to the Olam HaEmes. The ultimate future will be cut off. And that's what the Rambam here utilizes, the same Lashon that he speaks of, V'nichrasa never shahi mikerev hama. When the Rambam speaks about the Chiyuv of Koris, the Rambam uses the same terminology here, he uses it there, which is incredibly striking. We know that the Mishnah in Krisus describes the Chayvei Krisus, the Lamed Vav Chayvei Krisus, 36 Averis, which a person is Chayv Koris. I don't think mentioned there is someone who's Nene, Me'olam Hazeh, because of Torah. It's not mentioned among the Lamed Vav Chayvei Krisus, and yet the Rambam's language here reflects that language that he uses over there with reference to Chayvei Krisus. The Rambam continues. The Rambam says it's overt, it's explicit. This particular position does not require any kind of amplification because it's so obvious. The Rambam is referring to a pasuk that the Gemara uses, and the Gemara uses in the context of someone who eats before davening. But the Gemara uses it for other reasons as well. v'nitlo b'pshatim ma'amarim shel hevino. The Rambam said they took statements of Chazal and misunderstood them. Ani avarei v'etilu lem chukim al yichidim al kehilos. And essentially, what they did was they imposed themselves, they foisted themselves on individuals and communities. V'yaseh saminuim hatoriim lechok mechassim. They somehow went ahead and decided that this is a kind of meches, a kind of tax that has to be imposed upon Klal Yisrael to sustain Talmidei Chacham. Look at this language. Rambam calls absolute nonsense, absolute folly. This is an obligation. To assist people who are sitting and learning, who are learning 24/7. This is an egregious error. There's no basis in the Torah for this position. There's no foundation for it. What a language of the Rambam. Very strong. And this is what the Kesem Mishnah mentions over there in Hilchos Talmud Torah. We didn't review the entire Kesem Mishnah. We only referred to the Maskana of the Kesem Mishnah that he writes at the end that the Chachmei Ador disagree with the Rambam and Eitz Las Hashem Hefer Torah Secha. We're in a difficult situation of great exigency. If we wouldn't support Talmidei Chachamim, so then we would, God forbid, be in danger of, God forbid, losing the Torah. And therefore, that's the basis. We are in an impossible situation. But the Rambam indicates, and here he spells it out. And the Kesem Mishnah actually cites many of the sources quoted here in the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Avos. Namely, we don't find that the Chachmei Chazal impose themselves upon other human beings. We don't find them going around raising money for the yeshivas in Surah and Pumpadisa. Below the Rashi Goloyos, below the Dayonim, below the Ratzim Torah, below the Echman Amamunim, below the Shara Anoshim. Elo, Nimsa, Kilosem, Kulam, Yeshbem, Oni, Betachlis. The Rambam indicates that you have many, many Chachamim who were literally poor. They were almost impoverished. Va'oshiv Ra, Hamom, Betachlis. The Chalil Hashem, Shaom Hashem, Lo Yugom Lechesem, Lo Sitz Dokka. The Rambam does not mean to indicate that these people, that Klal Yisrael, were not people who practiced chesed and gave tzedakah. Ela zeh ani. Undoubtedly, if someone is poor, someone is economically in a misfortunate situation, unfortunate situation, ilu pasha yado lakaha sayim malam besa zov magodas. Any ani who was in need, certainly they provided with his needs. No question about it. Abulu lo yosah came. But these Talmidei Chachamim who were primarily, preeminently aniyim, were very, very poor. They were what? They were mistapik b'muat. Ela mistapkim b'melocha she'espanis v'mena b'merevah v'medochak. They lived, obviously, minimalistically on a very meager subsistence that they eked out for themselves. U'boz l'mashe b'dei dodom. Hol v'atorah menatum is there. They didn't go ahead and follow the prescription, namely of being supported by Klal Yisrael. Ukvay yadata ki hilal azokin hayachotev. Hilal azokin was a woodchopper. Vayachotev eitzim v'lom milfei shmai v'abtalyon. Ubetachlis v'anios. He was incredibly poor. Umaloso. Ad ki talmidim hei mashahushru l'moshe v'yoshua. Look at the talmidim he has that the Gemara describes in Sukkah. The smallest was Yechon ben Zakkai. V'lo yisupag l'vadash. Ilo ha'yumaskim l'kamnei doro. Lo yimanichon osol l'chat nachtom eitzim. Hilal decided that he should go around and dip into the public coffers. They would have inundated him. They would have flooded him with all types of whatever he needs, whatever necessities he may have had. But he felt it was not appropriate. The Chanina ben Dosa, the Gemara in Brachis, Asher Kol Kori Olam Kol Olam Kula Inizon El Bishul Chananya, the Chananya Mi Dai Bikav Chavuv Mi Shabbos Yer Shabbos. He was Mistabik Memuot, which is the ideal. V'lo Bikish Mi Adam Bikarna. The Rambam continues going on to the next page. Dayan Bechol Eretz Yisrael Hu Hayah Mashke Sados. He irrigated fields. If I'm going to be involved with you, then obviously I need someone to replace me to do the irrigation work. That we already spoke about last week in one of the shiurim, that if there's a need for a dayan and they want to hire a dayan, then certainly they have to pay him. The Rambam didn't have a difficulty with that situation. There's one that might have the impression, if there's no support given to Talmidei Chachamim, then people are cruel. People are not practitioners of chesed. Chas v'sholom, says the Rambam. Chalil Hashem. They didn't complain. They didn't present themselves as individuals who are in dire need, in great necessity, and with their hands out, Chas v'shalom, Elohei b'atzmam hayu chasidim, ma'aminim be'emes l'atzmam. The Rambam says they believed in emes, in truth, in absolute truth, and he goes further, ma'aminim b'ashem v'b'toras Moshe, ashebo aschiel b'olam haba. This is a very important statement, and we'll come back to this in Yitz Hashem a bit later. The Rambam describes these great tanoim and amoroim. He calls them chasidim, who are Bali Amuna at the highest of levels. They believed in Hashem and Taras Moshe, Ashebo Haschia Ba'ilam Haba. And they won't permit themselves to go and take from the public coffers. And again, perhaps one can see in this language of the Rambam a reference to what we already referred to, which we'll come back to, Mitz Hashem, the Rambam Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yudgimel, Halacha Yudgimel, where the Rambam speaks of individuals who are at a very, very high level spiritually. You've reached an incredible level of ruchnius, and somehow the Ribbono Shel Olam becomes their chelek, as it were. Chelko v'nachalas Elohim yalomim. The Rambam goes on here to say, v'yizbu shuchil Hashem etzel ha'amom, v'fi she'em yachshivu hater l'malacha ben ha'malacha she'ashem espanisim v'em, v'tizbaz etzlam. The Rambam says, anyone who's sustained by Klal Yisrael, the Torah becomes ki'ilu. It's another profession. The Torah is another enterprise, and that would be a bizoyin haTorah, just as an engineer is paid for his engineering, and just as a psychologist is paid for being a psychologist, so too someone who learns Torah and teaches Torah would be paid, and then in fact that would put them at the same level as the other professions. The Rambam refers to a Gemara, again, that speaks about this element of bizoyin haTorah. The only time there might be a basis for heter, says the Rambam, to take money would be individuals who, God forbid, are physically handicapped or elderly people, individuals who simply don't have the ability to work. They have no choice. God forbid, we don't want anyone, God forbid, to die. The Torah did not command anyone, chas v'shalom, rachmanu litzlan, to die. Rambam is referring to a Gemara by Metzia, that the Gemara interprets this pasuk that we sing on Friday night as a balmum who's not able to work. But if someone has the capacity to work, whether minimally or maximally, this approach of dipping into the coffers, to the public coffers, is absolutely, according to the Rambam, completely and totally interdicted. Rabbi Yisiv, Alav Hashom, he goes on to give other examples. What work does, work actually gives a person a certain kind of varmkeit. But Salomah Shebeis, Yigia Seivarav, what a statement about a person who works and does so honestly and does so with all the kavana that one has to do. We mentioned already the Rambam in Hilchos Chiras with reference to Yaakov Avinu. As the pasuk says, so that is the work ethic that the Rambam here is idolizing and placing as a kind of utopian ideal. And the person who works has tremendous simcha. One is going to be mistabik memuat, and that's the ideal that one should strive for. Ukrash shematim, the Rambam says, haniftim nitlim bi'amram. Rambam said, there are those who fool themselves, and they are going to hang their hats on the statement of Chazal, which also is a well-known, the Gemara in Brachis, harotza lihanos yehaneke alisha, so what exactly is the Gemara telling us? If you want to have Hana, you should be like Elisha. But otherwise, the other side of the coin is Shmuel HaNavi. Not to have any Hana. Says the Rambam, this is a distortion. If someone takes this Gemara in a literal kind of way, hold the Mavur, Elisha was not on the receiving end, as the Gemara might be interpreted or misinterpreted or misconstrued or misunderstood. God forbid, he didn't initiate any kind of situation where he would go out and beg. Ram is not opposed to the mitzvah chnasas orchim. We know that Elisha was a Navi for Klal Yisrael, and we know that the Navi describes actually how we have Elisha, an orech, a guest, that someone should be mechabed the Navi. Certainly that's something which is a proper thing to do when he's traveling, when he's on the road, he's going from place to place. We know the Tanakh speaks about that even in terms of preparing a room for the Navi that we have in Tanakh, we have a number of times in Tanakh such achnasas orchim, Shmuel lo yanichnas beis ish v'lochem b'mzono. But Shmuel was in the other extreme. If a Talmud Chacham wants to be machmir, even though he's on the road, he wants to essentially more or less sustain himself and not be sustained by others, he has the right to do so. He can be machmir. Many times we know that there were people, great Talmud Chachamim, who were marech, Dovi Yisrael. Just recently, when Hagoyin Rabbi Yehuda Kelemer Zatzal was nifter, I heard how many times he was marech Gedol Yisrael in his home. That's something which is a big schus, and something which is absolutely appropriate. But of course, they were very careful. They ate minimally, as the Rambam describes over there. Hilchus Deis, V'yamu kol tamin acham nehamar b'sudas b'chol mokom, V'yamu kol sudas shein shomitzu, also tamachon le'anus mimeno. They ate sparingly. V'lama arech b'zeh inyan, on page number 19 now. And the Esker HaMaisash is Boya B'Talbud. And the source of this Rambam here in the Mishnah is in Pirkei Avos, Kardam Lach Baba, the famous story in the Dorim, the Gemara with Dab Tarfam. And here's how the Rambam interprets it. And look what he does, and look at how he, the Maskani, comes to based on this Gemara. V'amis'akesh yaseh kirtzono. Again, anyone who wants to misinterpret the Gemara, he's mitakesh. He's, again, ikesh is someone who is not only an action, a stubborn person, but someone who is distorting and misunderstanding. And the Rambam goes on to describe this Gemara at some length. Hoya isha, hoya lo kerem, a man had a vineyard, v'hayu boyim bo ganavim, and unfortunately, robbers came, v'chol asher hoya pokta, v'chol yom, hoya motzi anavim, mismatim, v'chaserim. He saw that his the number of grapes was diminishing. V'lo hoya lo savi, she'ish menag anavim, samo matara. Clearly, he was obviously the object of individuals who were engaged in all types of thievery. He was, of course, in great tsar. He simply reaped whatever minimal harvest he was able to do. So during the harvest season, when the pears already dried out, so sometimes you add yiplu gargum and ataynim atzimukim. Whatever the Dvarim ha-noshrim fall to the ground is hefker, and therefore aniyim can come and collect. And Rab Tarfon appeared one day by happenstance. He was gathering those tzimukim shel hefker and eating them. He didn't know the owner of the kerem whom Rab Tarfon was, and he thought that he was the ganav. And of course, the Gemara tells us that he quickly grabbed him. He put him in a, literally, in a bag. He completely enveloped him in a bag. He wanted to throw Rab Tarfon, who's now inside the bag, into the river. He saw himself, he was about to, God forbid, be led to his death. Oilo the Tarfon, Jezahorgo. He screamed out, woe is to Tarfon that is about to be killed. Of course, the moment he heard the name of Tarfon, he nicho bar, quickly he ran for his life. The entire life, Rab Tarfon was in tremendous anguish, tremendous star, because he used his name, the name Rab Tarfon, the great Tana, and that name was used, the Kavod HaTorah was used in order to save himself He was someone of means. He's someone actually who had the wherewithal to go ahead and say, I'll pay you. And he would have paid him. He didn't have to use his name. So he could save himself using his resources, monetary resources. That's what the Gemara says. And this is probably one of the main sources of the Shita Saramba, that also the Ishtamish Bekeset Teira, Hamishtamish Besoga Cholof, Yomu Bezem Mishum Drabtav Roshi Godlava, Havale the Piusi Bidomim. So we see that someone of the stature of Tarfam, Kol Yomav, his entire life, he was regretting and literally recanting this event where he could have paid out of his pocket money to go ahead and appease this Balabayit, this Balakarim. He didn't do so, but he used the Kavod HaTorah to save himself, which the Gemara indicates from the fact that he suffered his entire life, that obviously that was inappropriate. And he refers to another Gemara as well, also Babasa, famous Gemara in the first parak. At one point, Rabbi Abir Anosi decided, I will sustain those, but only if they're Tamil Chachamim, the Torah scholars. Barab Yonasan ben Amram, Barab Melefonav. Yonasan ben Amram was one of his Talmidim, but he didn't recognize him. He came in front of Rabbi, Amala Panasein, Amala Bezim Adrega, Tabalimud. Where are you holding and learning? Amala Panasein, Kikele, Vicha Orev. Rabbi Banu Shalalam is Mefarnes, Klovim, and Orvin. Mitzon Olam Afila Eni Chachma. Even if someone was not knowledgeable, someone who's not literate, Kamosh Yafanes Hashem Chayetz Me'ev Ov Tomei Panaseini, Shem Yom Aretz Pochus Me'em. Why should I be less than any of that? V'nasa Lo, Shuv Yisrael Al-Kach, Shem Pito B'dvarav. And then Rabbi was regretting what he did. V'yama Oili, Shem Nene Yom Aretz Menechosai. Then they told him, Ula Yonasan ben Amram Talmidecho, maybe it's your Talmid. Asheinu Rotze Lehanas B'Chavad HaTorah. He didn't want to identify himself, because then that would be using the Kavod HaTorah to be the recipient. V'afilu B'tachdula, the Chakar Matza Adava came, Shnei Elo HaMaisim, Yashtiku Kol Chodik B'Zeh Inyon. Anyone who takes the position, which the Kesem Mishnah took, and which Chachmi Yisrael have taken, the Meshach Kol HaDoros, the Rambam said, these two Gemaras are sufficient to essentially go ahead and completely and totally demolish any other position. They're not completely, totally sever himself from any kind of support. He already mentioned one or two situations, namely someone is an oreach, that is a possible heter, or someone who is offered to be a dayan, and therefore they have to pay him because otherwise he'd be doing irrigation work. So the Rambam now goes a bit further. The Rambam says, what is the ideal? Well, the Gemara says, to go ahead and fill up the kisim of Tamnei Chacham with Malai. Sheidu mamu la'adam yasa lo schara bobim chirosim yitzev osa zeh yesho schara al kach. V'zo matu Malai, the kis Tamnei Chacham, v'shetimachu schara t'chilad ha'ba she'imacher. This is also, of course, the din in Shechon Aruch, it's a pasuk in Chumash, that the pasuk says, in Chazal, there's a whole sugi about this, and a whole discussion in Chashem Mishpa regarding this. Tzukim and Chumash tell us that if one has the possibility of giving one's trade to a Talmid Chacham or giving to a regular person, one should first go to a Talmid Chacham. Of course, there are many tanoim, many preconditions that regarding this matter. B'chiim kar achicha. The first one is supposed to go achicha before you go to a goy, and one goes to a Talmid Chacham before you go to someone's not a Talmid Chacham. And the Rambam goes on to say, just as there's a din of Chavdal Matas Kehuna, Fima Shabuah B'Kabbalah, on the bottom of the page now, Kishnei Apulos Eilu Yeshiyasu Osam Asochim Ktsosim Ktsosim Adar HaKobod, V'Apil Lohoysa Shem Chochmo. L'chol HaPochah says the Rambam, Yeh Tamil Chacham K'mo Amoritz Mechubah, V'chein Patra HaTorah, and the Rambam also weighs in on the Gemara Ba'abasa in the first parak, why Talmid Chacham is potter, is exempt from all kinds of chayvus hashilton, kulam and amisim, bachsanios, misa hanefesh, all the taxes that normally we impose on the townspeople, a Talmid Chacham is exempt from it. Ve'im ha-shikro, kesem gulgalta, the head tax, yifruam, ba'avuram, hakol, the kol pays for the Talmid Chacham. U'binyan ha-chayim is chayetzavim, building the walls of the city, ve'afilu hoya, Talmid Chacham, bal mamin rav, even if he's someone who's wealthy, lo yichu b'davar mizeh. Kvahor b'zeh, Rabbanu Yisrael Alevizal, this is the Rima Gash, whom the Rambam considered to be his Rebbe. The Rima Gash was really the Rebbe of the Rambam's father, Rabbi Namaimon, but here he calls the Rima Gash, le'ish ba'andalus, in Andalusia, shayu lo ganus ukram, shayu mechuy, ravur melav dinrim, vahor lo patro mi'amas, li'os tamil chachomim, al pishayu mishal ramas, ahu afilo anish v'ayudim, zed din teira, just the Torah patted kohen of machs ha'shekel, so too it patted tamil chachomim from all the different misen v'arnolios. So here we have a statement in the Rambam, which is pretty clear. And the Rambam also is not only presenting a clear statement, but also the Rambam is very strong here. The language he uses here is considerably stronger than that which is found in the Mishnah Torah and Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud. So let's now attempt to overview the Shitas Rambam. So we already referred to the Kesef Mishnah. If you look there in the Rambam on page 6 and 7, where the Rambam presented, in Halacha Yud, he presented what seems to be an interdiction, a prohibition, but his language is very meduyak. Kol ha-meisim al-libo shi'asak ba-Torah. That's a very striking introduction. Someone who makes a decision to learn Torah, he's not going to work, he's going to be in the camp of Rav Shimon Yochai, and he'll be mispanis min ha-tzdoka. So the Rambam here indicates this is absolutely, according to the Rambam's position, something which is completely unacceptable. And that's what the Rambam is marich in the Mishnah that we just read in Pirkei Avos, and it brings rayas from all the Chachmei Yisrael, and the Kesef Mishnah is doche all these rayas. We mentioned last week the Kesef Mishnah, if you look at the end of the Kesef Mishnah, he writes that the Shita Rambam is she'ein la'adam lifrok ol ha'malacha me'olav, one should not shirk from doing malacha in order to be sustained by other people in order to be able to learn Torah, but let him learn a malacha which will give him panasa, and if it's a malacha which is minimalistic, that's fine, and if it's not sufficient, so the Rambam says, and whatever else is necessary, he can take from the tzibur, but again, the Rambam indicates someone who's capable of doing work. That's the mashmos of this language of the Rambam here in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. He's not talking about someone who's not capable of working. That the Rambam already mentioned in Pirshei Mishnah Yisrael Avos. Someone who's not capable of working, someone who physically is handicapped or elderly, there's no question, there's an obligation to support and help that individual. But the Rambam, as the Kesef Mishnah says, does not agree with his position. And the Kesef Mishnah contends that this is the Minhag Yisrael, and all the Chachmei Yisrael, even before the days of the Rambam and after the days of the Rambam, take their schar from the tzibur, because what I mentioned earlier, namely, Esas Hashem, Heferu Torah Secha. So now let's take a look at a number of the sources that I cited on page number 21. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, there's a very, very famous Ramah. Now this Ramah is absolutely phenomenal, because essentially what the Ramah does here, he collects all kinds of Mamari Chazal. And one has to try to discern from all the Mamari Chazal quoted by the Ramah, what exactly is his position? Precisely. So let's read it inside. On page 21, in the Siman Reish Mem Vav, which is Hilchos Talmud Torah Yerodea, the Ramah begins. I'm just reading the Ramah here. V'lo yachshav ha'adam lasak b'torah v'liknos oishav v'chavin ma'limud. Someone who thinks he's going to engage in a study of Torah and simultaneously become wealthy. And that is something which is not appropriate. Kimisha mala machshava zo belibo in the zecher the kisser shel Torah. Ela yase Torah so keva umalach Torah rai. What the Rambam means clearly is that one thinks that I'm going to be able to pursue a livelihood, but pursue it obviously in a serious, rigorous kind of way, and also at the same time learn Torah. That's not possible. Torah has to be the mainstay, and malacha is secondary. V'yemayit be'esek v'yasek b'torah. Continues the Rambam. The Yosef Tanugi Asman Milibo. All the Tanugim that people delight in, those should be eliminated. The Yase Melacha Kol Yom Kidei Chayav. How much Melacha is one obligated to do? Whatever a person needs in order to be able to subsist. Imeinlo Mayochal. Of course, he's talking about subsistence. Subsistence does not mean what today is considered to be subsistence. Often people think subsistence means I have to go to a restaurant twice a week. Subsistence means I have to take three vacations a year. Subsistence means I need four cars, and on and on. He talks about imein lo mayochal, what the pasuk says in Chumash, v'nasin li lechem lechol ubega lilbosh. Usha yom ba'alayla yasek batera. Umayla gedolu l'misha mispanis v'maisa yodav. And the Ramah then goes on to say, certainly it's ideal if someone is able to sustain himself with his own handiwork. So far the Ramah has presented a position that one clearly has to work, but work minimalistically. And the focus of one's attention, the bulk of one's time should be devoted to the study of Torah. He continues. And now he cites the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah. Kol ha-meisim ha-libo lasik ba-teo, v'lo lasas melocha, l'ispanis min ha-tzdoka, ha-reiz ha-mechal ha-shashen, u-mevazaz ha-teo, sh'osu lehanas b'divrei teo, v'chol teo sheni ma-melocha, gorer es-ovo, v'sefil l'lastim ha-brios. So this is a citation from the Rambam, a direct citation. So obviously we're talking about someone who should be involved in melacha, but it should be minimalistic. And that's what he is bringing this as a corroboration of what he said earlier. Malachta and keva, taroso keva, umalachta arai. Continues the Rambam. B'chol ze b'bari b'yachal asuk b'malachta u'b'da'acher tz'tas u'la'achya satzmo. Again, he's talking about minimalistic subsistence level of panosa. Certainly someone who's elderly, as the Rambam himself indicated, is also a statement in the Rambam Pirkei Avos that we just saw. So that, obviously, you're allowed to have hanor. You're allowed to be supported. Some say, here he wrote, calls it babari. Some say, afilu babari mutar, v'lachem nogu b'chalam komas Yisrael, sh'arav shalil yeshlo hachnosa v'sipuk b'yan she'ayir. Now he quotes a fascinating Ababinel in Pirush HaMishnayos and Masech HaZavos that Rav Ir, a Rav of a city, so he's entitled to have Achnosa from Anshei Ha'ir. So he shouldn't have to engage in work because that would be a Bizayin HaTorah. But only a Chacham who requires this. Abul Ashir, Asir. Someone who's a wealthy person, it would not be applicable to him. He quotes now a further kula. Notice he's going down, down, down. First he started with the ideal, and now he goes to a second level. The second level refers to a Rab Ir, but perhaps a Rab Ir, even the Rambam would be maskim, because we're talking about a Rab who's necessary to Paskin Shilas, and to deal with all the tzorchei hatzibur. So obviously he would not be able to engage in work. He wouldn't be able to serve as a Rav Ir. And then he goes further. Ramah says, as far as people supporting yeshivas and talmid chachamim and the study of Torah, that's permissible. Essentially, that's the Kesem Mishnah's position. Es las Hashem, mefer Torah secha. What's the ideal? The ideal essentially is the Rambam. So you can see the Rambam is essentially conflicted. He's conflicted between the Kesem Mishnah and the Rambam. So the ideal, he indicates, and that he calls this, and his language, the language of the Rambam, which I'm going to refer to later on, he says if someone can actually be mispanes for whatever work he does, and then primarily and preeminently be involved in the study of Torah, midas chasidusu. That's the ideal madrega. That's a matan of Hashem Yisbarach. Ach ein ze midas kol odom. Sheyesh shel chalom lasak b'Torah ulachim ba ulispanes ba'atzmo. Not everyone has that great zuchus that they're able to preeminently study Torah and somehow find their own self-sustenance. The chol zed shari haynu shenotel prasman atzibur or haspaka kua. I will ain't the kabbal darodim and abrios. Tamazay just to take matonis, that would not be appropriate. What do I mean? Kala maybe daron the chacham kilamakim bikurim haynu b'daros tanim. If it's a small matana, shekain derech b'adam lahavi daron kadam l'adam chashul. I feel I'm aretz. V'shor the tamal chacham lemita midim yaraso k'dei levar yaraso. I will nikach min adam chashul v'mashehiter aser. And then at the end he writes, Udishtamesh Bisoga Cholof. Wow. What exactly is this now? this statement, which of course is the same Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Someone who uses the Kesset Torah, Cholaf, Sheyavra min Olam, God forbid. V'yesh omrim, Dezeu ha-mishtamesh b'shemos. Umutil tzumer abonim, they're doing nashev, yashu lo yadu le. Tabachochem is allowed to go and identify himself in a place where people don't know him, im tzorech ulekach, and there's a necessity for it. So you see from this Ramah that he is clearly wavering between the Kesset Mishnah and the Rambam. The ideal is the Rambam. That's the Maila, which is called a Maila Chassidim, undoubtedly. However, there's also practical reality, and that practical reality translates itself in terms of a Rav Ir who can take a salary, in terms of Tamnei Chachamim who can receive small matanos, small kinds of presents, and in terms of a Talmid Chacham who can identify himself if it's necessary. And if you take a look now on page number 22 in the Taz actually has a comment I sort of underlined on the line number 4. Ikra ha-hetah sh'aydezeh tizkai ma'tarit z'lomdeh sh'lo yisachol abatum yilomodeh b'shul tivtus ha-mazenes v'yab eisem sh'esh lom eizeh sach'momom yesh yisnatzos d'onu enonu lomah sh'yeshir sipuk k'dei chayav. Means perhaps we don't have the ability on our own to sustain ourselves, and that's the basic. The Taz says that one can go ahead and be on the receiving end. Because so chisom rubim, we have to marry off our children, and we have to be mechanech them. He was talking in his days, where I imagine the schar limud was considerably less than what it is today. And he quotes the mashal in Maseches Chulin, a heter for Talmid Chacham to be nenem and abrios, where he's sorech lekach. And therefore, someone who's not a wealthy person can be nene, is permitted to do so. And he goes on to be marech on this issue. And the shach as well commented on the language of the Ramah, when the Ramah speaks about Doronos, that if someone wants to be Makbid, so one, of course, has the right to be Makbid, because we have Sonia Matonos Yichyeh, that's quoted by the Ram Hilchiris, quoted by Chashem Ishbot. Jokingly, my Rabbi used to say, Sheina Matonos Yichyeh, the nicer they are, the better off you are, the more you live. But that's not the simple pshat, obviously. Sonia Matonos Yichyeh, the Bach is also Marech, he writes, the Mutal, the Rosh HaYeshiva, the Abezdin, and often you have Rosh Yeshiva who actually build empires. So in effect, they become very wealthy. That may be halacha, just like by the Kohen, the din of Gadleyu, that you're supposed to go ahead and elevate the Kohen Gadol. He's supposed to be an usher. Otherwise, they will not respect him in a proper kind of way. So the Shulchan Aruch essentially, and the Shach, and the Taz over here, they're quoting the Kesset Mishnah and the Mashal. But we see clearly that Bizmanenu, the Achron Meredi, are not Choshesh completely for the Shitas HaRambam. The Shitas HaRambam is like an ideal, a kind of utopia, but Halacha Lamaisa, where a person is not able to be Mispanis, Yemaisa Yodim, and learn Torah properly, that's the Minug, the Meshach Kol Adoros, because as the Kesset Mishnah says, Eslas Lashem, Heferu Torah Secha. I would like to now begin to examine the Rambam a bit more carefully. As I said, I would like to present an overview of the Rambam. The Rambam L'chura is Sarachiyin. Even if you assume that also Lehonos B'Divrei Torah, which is the Rambam Shita, that one is not allowed to be Nana from Divrei Torah, and the Rambam clearly accentuates and clearly is very into this Isur. And essentially, that is what the Rambam calls Chilul Hashem B'Bizayin HaTorah. However, in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam, as I mentioned already last week, when he idolizes the work ethic, so what does he write over there? Ma'ila gedolahi lemisha mispanish lemaisa yodav umidas chasidim arishonim he. And you notice that this language was echoed in the language of the Ramah. The Ramah clearly took his language in Reish Mem Vav from the Ramah over here in Hilchos Talmud Torah Halacha Yud Aleph. When the Ramah speaks of work, he talks about the greatness of doing work, of the work ethic, and this is that which was done by devout and pious people. So offhand, one could say that lechora we have almost what seems to be a kind of stira on the Rambam. On the one hand, in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says that it's a midas chasidus for one to go ahead and, in effect, be mispanis and ma'aseh yadav. That's a mode, a modality which is relevant to great chassidim and great tzaddikim. And yet in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Kol ha'meisim alibo, anyone who decides that he's going to go ahead and be osik b'Torah and not do melacha and be mispanish min aslak, how is a chiyuv? That's Hashem. So he indicates that it's an obligation. It's a chiyuv. Isn't this a stir in the Rambam? An outright stir of two halachas. In one halacha, the Rambam says that's midas chasidus. It's quoted by the Rambam. And in the other halacha, the Rambam says it's an obligation. It's a chiyuv. So of course, there's no stir in the Rambam, and one can answer it very simply and very easily. The Rambam holds that ba'ofen ekroni, as the Rambam wrote, it's a midas chasidus. Unquestionably, this is an act of piety and great devotion. But there are things that are midas chasidus. However, for a Talmud Chacham, those items are considered to be a chiyuv. Because he's a Talmud Chacham, he has to deport himself and he has to carry out his life in a completely different kind of fashion. And if he does not do so, that would constitute a chilul Hashem. That to me seems to be the simple yishuv of the stira in the Rambam from Halacha Yud to Halacha Yud Aleph. And the raya to this is the Gemara in Yuma and Apevav, which is on the next page here, page number 23, Gemara that's known, very well known to us, Heichi Domi Chilul Hashem. The Rambam says, the Gemara says first, now we'll see the Rambam, what is Chilul Hashem? And the Gemara defines Chilul Hashem. Omar Rav, G'gon Ano, Yishakilna Biso Mitabcha V'layednud Mei De'alter. Rav says, if I were to buy on credit, the great Talmud Chacham, the great Rav, that would be a Chilul Hashem. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Ano de Masgina Arba Amas B'lay Torah B'lay Tefillin. If I were to walk 4 Amas without Torah, without Tefillin, that would be a Chilul Hashem. So Rashi translates this in a very striking way. Both on these two events of Rav and Rabbi Yechonon, says Rashi, if I delay payment, he'll say I'm a gazlan. He'll be mazalzel and gezel. Rabbi Yechonon, who said, if I would walk down Amos without Torah, without tefillin, no one knows that I'm at this point, I'm very weak, and I need an opportunity to sort of relax a bit. People will chas v'shalom not know all the circumstances and use me as a model not to learn Torah. And the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah quotes this halacha. We mentioned the Rambam has two different types of chilul Hashem. One is, of course, where one is obligated to give up one's life for the gimel averos. And then the Rambam has on page 24 the second type of chilul Hashem. Namely, he writes, "V'yesh dvarim achirim shem b'chal chilul Hashem. Hu sheyasa oisam odom godol batera umafulsa mechasidus." Someone who's a great Talmud Chacham and someone who's a chassid is very medactic in halacha. People are going to constantly look at this individual and scrutinize carefully his behavior. Even though what he does is not an avera, that's the story of Rav, who bought a kofa, bought on credit, and didn't pay immediately. Where he has the ability to pay. He buys on credit. He doesn't speak nicely to people. That's where the chassid is. The chassid is someone who does lefnim mishur asadin. As I mentioned in last year, at the end of the year, in the name of Soloveitchik, he said about his brother, Agoin Labaron Alevi Soloveitchik Zatzal, that he's the ultimate chassid. Ultimate zetut, lefnim mishur asadin. Here the Rambam defines, chassidus is one who does everything lefnim mishur asadin. He's completely honest. Everything he does is above and beyond. He still has to be relatively normal. That person is a walking Kiddush Hashem. So with this, we can be miyashev the apparent steer in the Rambam in Paragim between Halacha Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph. In Halacha Yud, we mentioned the Rambam seems to indicate it's an obligation that one is not allowed to be mispanis minat tzedaka, chas v'sholom. And if one does, he's mechal Hashem shamayim, bizoyin ateo. Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam calls it Maila Gedela, Midas Chassidim HaRishonim. So perhaps one could suggest that in Halacha Yud Aleph, when the Rambam says that a person should be mispanis with Maisi Yadav, that's a maila for chsidim. But talking about the midas chsidos and a maila, and the Rambam perhaps is talking there about all of us, about the average person. In Halacha Yud, when the Rambam says that kol ha-meisim alibo shiyasek batira, the Hispanis min ha-tzdokah reza chilas Hashem, that's talking about a great Talmud Chacham. That regarding a great Talmud Chacham, if he were to behave in such a fashion, it would be similar to Rabbi and Rabbi Yechon, the examples that the Gemara quotes in Maseches Yomba. That would be a chilas Hashem, it would be zayin ha-tira. And that's where the Rambam, in effect, comes to the maskana, kol tor sheni ma-malacha seif v'teilu v'geras oban, seif odom zeh sheim alasim misabrios. A Talmud Chacham has to be a model park salons for every single Jew, in order that no one should chas v'sholom, God forbid, see even a Talmud Chacham, as the Gemara says, Talmud Chacham shenimtzer revav al bigdoy chayav misa. His behavior has to be of a completely different nature. And even though there's no iser per se, it's a midas chasidus. But this is the midas chasidus that a Talmud Chacham should follow. So in effect, there's no steer in the Rambam. The two Rambams are talking about, they're side by side, back to back. One Rambam speaks about the gather of midas chasidus, midas chasidim abishonim, yigia kaper kisaychel, ashrecha v'toyblach, and that everyone should strive to try to reach to the extent that they possibly can. But unquestionably, in Halacha Yud, where the Rambam is talking about a great Talmud Chacham, he should not be mispanis min hatzdokah. He should literally try his best not to be mechal shem shamayim. And that, to me, bepashtus, is the issue of the steer of the Rambam. But this requires a lot more explication, which Amir Hashem, I hope to do in the next year.
David Ishker, is it possible to, throughout this year,